Welcome back to In Focus, News Radio KMAN. At 9:21, we're talking with Dr. Marvin Wade, Superintendent of Manhattan Ogden Schools, and Board Vice President Kristen Brighton here on In Focus. The school board meets tonight. They've got the public comment period at 5:30, the business meeting at 6:30, and we've talked a lot about redistricting. There's other things going on here on the agenda tonight, and we'll start first with some good news on donations and grants, Kristen.
Yeah, we're accepting five grants tonight that total over $30,000. So they're all very exciting and very much appreciated. To break those out, we have a $12,600 cash grant from Riley County, Raising Riley to College Hill Early Learning Center for reduced fees for families. A $500 cash donation from Jason Scalia and Melissa Mitchell, apologies if I mispronounced that, to Marlette Elementary for classroom supplies. An $11,925 cash donation from Manhattan Ogden Public School Foundation to USD 383 for the personalized learning cohort spring 2021 and application of new knowledge and skills. So that's an exciting advancement for us to look forward to. A $4,000 cash donation from Riley County Raising Riley to Eugene Field Early Learning Center, for behavioral and mental health support personnel. And a $2,000 cash grant from Gen Youth to Child Nutrition to assist with the cost of feeding students during the pandemic. So for a total of $31,025, which is just outstanding.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's great news, especially, you know, we've been talking here in our newscast this morning a little bit about College Hill and they were on the GMCF Community Hour the other day talking about the foundation there. And that's neat to hear, you know, they're at full capacity right now. I know they've got some students over there from Eugene Field also because construction's about to start over there. And maybe that would be a good little segue into kind of a construction update, Dr. Wade. When is that project slated to begin?
Let's see. So Eugene Field, tonight we've got it on the board agenda for it's some select early demolition. It's a package tonight for getting going on that. And then there's the rest of that bid package for the work at Eugene Field's going to go out to bid later this week. So moving forward with it, like you said, got those students out of there to another site and ready to actually get going on it here very soon. Other construction projects, another one, you see a lot of work being done on. You commented on this before offline, but the high school. You know, a lot of work being done on that east side with utilities. On the west side, as weather's permitting, they've been working on the grading there for the tennis courts and also working on that football practice field out there. So continue to move forward with that. Eisenhower, Anthony, just an assortment of plumbers are wiring for the heat pumps right now. They're doing flooring, doing casework. Moving forward for us being able to move sixth graders up there for next year. Oliver Brown. Well, you know, anybody that goes by there can see a lot's been going on that they're masonry. To me, it seems like they're finishing up, but they're continuing to work on the masonry. Steel erectors are doing there's some steel deck work that needs to be finished. Windows, door frames, those kind of things going in. Marlatt's going to be going out to bid. It is out to bid. By now it's already out to bid. We'll be looking at those bids probably at our next facilities and growth meeting, February 10th, take it to the board February 17th. People might remember we've got a central warehouse on Levy Drive that we're remodeling it and upgrading it for, you know, much needed district use. Some work going on with Bergman, interior walls, but I think it was the security access, flipping, how some things are done right in the entrance area so that we can have security access points, much like we have with our other schools. And I think that's probably it. A lot, you know, this is going to be one of those summers. We're already having a lot of conversation about summer programming going on between COVID being what it is and limiting us and not knowing where that's going to be. We have a lot of summer programs that we always want to continue having. but with construction going on so many of our buildings, it's just, we're really looking at those dominoes now about what can we do, when and where, and really make it work and make sure we're on the same page as we move forward with staff and board and the community.
You know, and it's kind of interesting. This is the first we've talked about COVID here in the program. Seems like we're always talking about COVID with the school district, but hey, we're a month into the semester just about, and I think that's pretty significant that you've been able to maintain 5-day a week in person, at least here for a month. That's a pretty good achievement.
I'll comment, and Kristen probably has comments too, but we're pleased with it. I remember a month ago on this program, we had a couple of the principals here talking about what it was like. I think it was the first week of school as we got going 5 days a week. Our numbers continue to be challenging, but manageable. Well, watching staff to make sure we have the availability of the staff is a concern, but we've been holding steady in terms of attendance numbers. They're not great, but they're at a level that allows us continue to have on-site students 5 days a week. We will get that updated data report today, probably this afternoon, posted to our website about where are we at in terms of positivity rates, of students being quarantined, staff being quarantined, the usual information there. But we continue to move forward, and like you said, we are a month into it. Oh, and we still continue to have the medical advisory meetings. We talk about what's going on in the community. What are the physicians seeing in their clinics? What can we do as a school? Where are we at with the vaccines? With that process, what can we do to expedite the process of our staff being ready to get vaccinated when they can? And, you know, right now we're over 80% of our staff have said they want to receive the vaccine as soon as possible. And Riley County Health, local physicians are doing everything they can to keep, all of this coordinated. So we just keep moving forward with it and do what we can to safely stay open.
All right. Kristen, did you want to add anything to that?
Oh, I just continually take, hats off to the administration, the teachers, the paras, the bus drivers, everybody for all their hard work to get us to the point where we could go 5 days a week. I actually got a call this week from a school board member in another district who wanted to know how we did it. So I think people are impressed and excited, and we're probably going to be leaders in helping other districts make that transition as well.
All right. I probably should mention here too, while we still have you on, there are some dates where there will be no school here in the month of February before we talk again next year in a couple weeks. You want to hit on those real quick for our listeners?
Yeah. I've got those. So there's no school Friday, February 12th. A couple other announcements are there's a family engagement survey live right now that the link is on the website that we really want as many parents as possible to take a few minutes to take. And then it's parent-teacher conference season again. Secondary parent-teacher conferences start next week, and especially at the high school, run kind of throughout the rest of the month. And then elementary conferences are the week of February 15th. So in many ways, it's business as usual.
All right. Very good. And, there are some other agenda items here tonight, some business-type deals. Dr. Wade, what do we have on here? We got some purchases.
Yeah, we've got the a dish machine at Amanda Arnold that needs to be replaced. And that's something that has been budgeted for already, knowing that would occur. So that's on the agenda. There's a software purchase for child nutrition that this has been kind of long needed, that this software purchase is going to allow us to have the inventory management, the point of sale, online payments, menu, nutrition analysis, all of these things with one software program. That's really going to help with our efficiency with child nutrition. Oliver Brown, the mascot and colors, is on the agenda that I mentioned earlier, the A1 and A2. This is an A2 that at the last board meeting, the board talked about this. Bison as the mascot and brown and gold as the colors. So it's an A2 tonight for the board to give final approval on that.
Okay.
We don't have any, at this point, we don't have any special recognitions for tonight. I think we're going to be plenty busy with the comments and moving into the boundary discussion later in the board meeting as well.
Yep, that'll be a interesting one. I imagine viewership will be pretty high. Well, that, and I forget, I know it kind of changes once in a while. Is it going to be on Facebook or is it, will it be on YouTube here tonight? Do you guys know that?
I have a bad connection, sorry. Both?
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure. It seems like it's defaults to Facebook, and if they have problems with it, it goes to YouTube. But we'd have to ask Michelle Jones for sure.
Yeah, that's the safest answer. Thank you, Kristen.
Okay. Well, it'll be on one of those platforms. So 6:30 tonight, 5:30 for the public comment period. And if you guys happen to find that out, you can share that. We'll pass it along here later in the hour.
You're hearing from Michelle here real quick.
Yeah, she's probably embarrassed that we didn't know the answer to that.
We're busy at the meeting, right?
That's right. You got other things. You got bigger priorities right now. So we appreciate you coming on, sharing that information, and have a great evening and great rest of your week.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you so much, Kristen Brighton and Dr. Marvin Wade, our guests here. We'll hear from Jacob Powell and Ryan Courtright, Manhattan Fire Department, up next on News Radio KMAN.